The Healthtronics Ossitron is an extracorporeal shockwave system designed specifically for orthopedic use. The Ossitron ESW system utilizes spark gap technology to generate shockwaves. The Ossitron system incorporates all device components into a single, transportable unit. The major components include the control cabinet, the control console, and the therapy head. The control cabinet is the main body of the device. It connects to a standard hospital main 120 VAC power supply. The control cabinet is mounted on a locking wheelbase and has six subcomponents: the charging unit, the shockwave generator, electrical module, the water supply and valve units, and the motor drive units. The control console includes a touchpad user interface with LED display and the handheld shockwave release button. The control console houses the two-position key switch for turning the power supply to the device on and off. The pressure of the coupling membrane is adjustable via a control knob. Touch keys are provided for selecting the desired shockwave energy and frequency. The control console display shows these settings along with the total number of shocks delivered per procedure. The operating state of the device is indicated by the LED display panel. Movement of the therapy head and locating bow are driven from the control console. The therapy head integrates the brass ellipsoid, the coupling membrane, the ELC-114 single-use electrode, and the locating bow. The therapy head is coupled to the patient via the water-filled coupling membrane covering the brass ellipsoid. The ELC-114 electrode fits into the therapy head and extends into the ellipsoid. The electrode receives a high-energy current from the shockwave generator across the electrode tips, which produces the shockwave. The wave is then focused by the ellipsoid and transmitted through the coupling membrane. A locating bow affixed to the therapy head allows for approximating the location of the shockwave focus and aligning it with the desired target area. The locating bow can be rotated in two planes via the control console. The therapy head unit is connected to the control cabinet via an arm with 350-degree rotation capability. Safety features of the device include the anti-collision hood on the therapy head, an emergency off switch located on the control cabinet, and standby mode for all device operations when the shockwave release button is engaged. What is a shockwave?
Shockwave is an acoustical wave. It's actually a very high wave of pressure, intense pressure that's delivered to a certain area. And the side effects of this pressure wave seem to have some real beneficial effect in healing tissue.
What is orthotripsy?
Orthotripsy is a new and exciting development and treatment for numerous orthopedic problems for which we really do not have good, acceptable treatments today.
What is the Ossitron?
Well, the Ossitron is actually a machine. It's a type of lithotripsy machine, and it delivers the actual type of pressure wave or shock wave. There's a few different names for this type of technology, but it actually delivers the pressure wave to the area that we're treating.
Where does the Ossitron's technology come from?
The technology really evolved out of the field of lithotripsy, where lithotripsy, which is used to dissolve kidney stones, has been used for quite a few years, been very successful. And as one of the side effects of lithotripsy, the investigators found that there was a healing effect on certain types of orthopedic problems. So it was sort of from that area and that avenue that the field of orthotripsy has developed and is really coming to its fulfillment today.
What other indications are being considered for study?
Tendinitis and bones that have difficulty healing after fractures.
How long is heel pain treatment?
It takes approximately 20 minutes. We tell the patient to plan a half an hour from the time they come to the treatment center until they actually go home, and they go home the same day. But the actual treatment's about 20 minutes.
What are Ossitron treatment advantages versus surgery?
Being an orthopedic surgeon, I've seen all the complications associated with surgery. And the beauty of this machine is it's non-surgical, so we don't have the complications such as wound infection, compartment syndrome, skin sloughing, nerve damage. It's a great invention and great modality and device that we have to avoid all those nasty complications.
As a physician, how do you feel about Ocitron treatment?
The most exciting thing for me, obviously, is that I'm able to do a procedure on a patient without actually having to get my scalpel out and having to do surgery. Anytime you do surgery on any patient, there is always a risk. And any time that I, as a physician, can impart lower risk to patients, it's a great thing. And that's what the most exciting thing is for me, is that the risk associated with the procedure, as well as the benefits that they get, is excellent. Very low risk and high benefit.
The results are really terrific from an orthopedic doctor standpoint. They're as good or better than we can produce with surgery this time.
The Healthtronics Ocitron is indicated for use in performing extracorporeal shockwave treatments in patients with chronic proximal plantar fasciitis that have failed to respond to conservative treatments. Prior to the administration of anesthesia, the area of tenderness is localized and clearly outlined with a marking pen. ESW treatment with the Ocitron can be painful. Therefore, anesthesia should be utilized. The overwhelming majority of procedures performed during the clinical study were performed with local or regional anesthesia. However, the choice of anesthesia is exclusively the responsibility of the physician. The procedure is usually performed with the patient supine on the table, with the lower leg comfortably supported by a cushion. Following application of high-viscosity ultrasound gel as a conductant, the plantar surface of the affected foot is moved into contact with the coupling membrane. The physician maintains firm contact with the membrane throughout the procedure, while delivering the shock waves to the localized area of tenderness marked previously. The recommended treatment protocol for chronic proximal plantar fasciitis will take approximately 14 minutes to administer 1,500 shocks at a maximum energy setting of 18 kV. ESW treatment with the Ocitron may only be performed by a physician who has completed a training course in the use of the Ocitron for treatment of heel pain.